have Kevin Tate from Step Change, Darren David from Stimulant,
and
Nathan Mooney from Stimulant.
And Darren and Nathan built this application over the last few weeks with help from both our teams. The great part about this story is we were not mobile developers before starting this app. We were desktop developers, WPF, and Silverlight developers. And so learned a lot about what it's like to build on Silverlight for mobile. So I'm going to hand this off to Darren, who's going to take us through a little bit about the Mixer app. And this is an open space, so at some point you have to interrupt us and ask a question, otherwise we'll talk until you turn the camera off. So jump in and ask us. The most interesting part is how we got here. All right, here you go, Darren.
Did we fly here? That's not very interesting. We can probably kind of show that the spotlight is here. So basically, the Mixer application is something that we've always wished we had, and we finally had the chance to go in and build it, and finally it was a cool technology. Like the whole idea of trying to connect with people, we've had technologies like Dodgeball, kind of interesting, and just general text messaging-based things. So what we tried to do was create a rich client for sort of a larger system that allows people to get together. So this is actually, you know, a real application, and we only showed just a sliver of it in the keynote. Literally the whole idea is that, you know, Mixer takes your mood and helps. It basically uses that to start tailoring experience for you based on what's going on and all of your friends. So I'm just going to go through and I'm going to walk through a little bit of this here. Obviously, this is the same app we were running on the phone earlier. I'm just running it on the laptop because it's kind of hard to plug a phone into a projector. But if nothing else, that should let you know that, you know, these are real bits. You know, Silverlight, this is the exact same application. We just were running it on the phone. So there's complete parity between what we are seeing here and what we were running on the phone. So this is basically my main screen. And what this allows me to do is I can pick my mood. And it basically tints the application to match how I'm feeling. So if I'm feeling upbeat, I can go in and I can go through this venue list and start looking at all of the venues that match my mood at that given point in time. You can start to see over here on the right, it starts surfacing where my friends are at. So I can go here and I can look at the Dow nightclub. I can drill in, I can get more information about Dow. I can see all of my friends that are hanging out at Dow. I can go in, I can look at videos of Dow. This is really cool. Technically speaking, we're the first gesture-based UI to be released on Silverlight. So you've seen this type of motion on other devices, which we probably won't mention here. But now, you know, we actually have the power to build stuff like this, and it's really easy. You just tie right into the touchscreen. There's not a lot of work to do to enable these kind of interfaces. Of course, updating status so your friends know where you're at. Some other things that we didn't show in the demo that are kind of cool is once I arrive at Dow, what I want to do is I want to feed data back into the system and tell my friends what's going on. So now I've got an instant ability to go through and rate certain features of the venue. So I can say, oh, you know what, there was no line just then. And the music, you know, music's pretty good, food's pretty good, you know, crowd, so on and so forth. And what this does is this is the data, these are the updates that Mixer starts tracking. And over time, when we get into the data visualization, we can pull these things up and say, okay, between 8 and 10, what venues have the best drinks? And I can start sorting by these things based on my mood and what's important to me. I can start surfacing venues, and that helps me really figure out what's going on rather than just texting a bunch of friends and saying, what are you doing? Where are you going? So it's a really intuitive interface. You know, it's all touch-based. You're just kind of rolling over with your thumb and picking things. And then once that's in, we can go into this... This is our data visualization. You can see that we can slip between all of the different time slots. So this one is basic. This is mood based. So you can see from 2 to 4 p.m. all these venues are pretty mellow. As you start going later in the night, you can see some of the green venues, things start picking up. And if you look over here on the right where my cursor is, you can start seeing this is where we start showing some of the trending. So 40-40 bar might be upbeat between 6 and 8 p.m., but it kind of starts cooling off because it's not really a night spot. So this is a really interesting way to start finding things that match your mood is to really look at a data visualization. And that's really one of the things we wanted to show is that we could do on the phone with interactive data visualization.
There's a couple of questions out there.
We had a lot of fun with the social aspect of the application. We've been able to team up Step Change and Stimulant on 5 or 6 Silverlight applications over the last year. And this one had definitely some constraints owing to the size and the things we wanted to show off inside of mobile. But how many folks here have worked on Silverlight applications? Any developers? I'm sure there's some things that we ran into or things that that we've been able to create that look familiar. Questions?
I'm sorry. During the keynote tonight, today, I just thought I heard them mention that it was a JavaScript. Is the Windows Mobile version going to be basically the .NET extension capabilities, or is it only going to be limited to the JavaScript, which we had in Silverlight 1.0?
I can handle that.
Great job. So you have to understand that we're running on pre alphabet here.
Understood. Right?
So this app is actually written in Silverlight 1.0 with JavaScript. Right, this is being hosted in Pocket IE on the phone.
And no slouch in performance.
No, absolutely. Right, so, there are definitely some burp issues, but again, by the time you guys see these bits, it's going to be a totally different build. So,
Is the document?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what's coming out.
I don't know exactly what the releases are, but I know that they've got this now, and technically, as we're told, they're working on the CLR version for the phone, so, which is great, because that's obviously the one thing that everybody's excited about is now Silverlight 2.0 is finally looking a lot like WPF, which is why a lot of us got started in this in the first place. So,
yeah, it's great. Hey, it's Greg Rao.
Any other questions?
The question is the gesturing part of the event model? We actually built our own gesturing framework. Right. So you've got the typical Silverlight event model, mouse up, mouse down. So we basically built the gesturing framework on top of that to be able to do that kind of stuff.
How long did it take?
How long did it take us to build that? About an hour. So it's worth mentioning that we've done a bunch of other Silverlight 1.0 projects, and we built a framework called the AgLib framework, which basically it's an MVC-based framework for Silverlight 1.0 in JavaScript, and it abstracts out a lot of the nastiness in Silverlight 1.0. It's not easy to jump into Silverlight 1.0 and start doing really object-oriented, event-driven development to have a good round trip between Blend and Visual Studio. So we wrote a framework that allows us to do that. And this phone is running that actual framework. As far as I know, that framework is going to be released soon through Microsoft. So if you've seen the Silverlight.net showcase that's online, where all of the Silverlight showcase apps are, that's running our framework. There's another app that's coming out soon that's going to be on that framework. There's a whole bunch of things that we've built with it, because we knew that even though Silverlight 2.0 has, there's going to be a beta, there's a limited runtime license, go-live license right now, non-commercial. If you're going to want to deploy something in Silverlight today, you still have to do it in 1.0 because you don't want your clients going out and downloading some beta version of a plugin. So, the upgrade is pretty seamless from 1.0 to 2.0. So the framework is a great way to just get in and start doing these things. And that was the first thing we did, was port the framework to the phone. And just a couple little tweaks, because there's some weirdness in Pocket IE JavaScript that is different from regular IE JavaScript. But for the most part, we probably changed about 5 lines of code. It's all running. Our framework extends the Microsoft Ajax framework, the ASP.NET Ajax library. So basically, we're just building on top of a bunch of stuff that Microsoft has already figured out. Right. I mean, what you're seeing here is cache data, of course, but it's all just typical web service calls, stress response. We're getting JSON data back and just parsing it. That's one of the other things. That's pretty much built into Microsoft Ajax. We're basically just going through Microsoft Ajax framework to go out and hit this stuff. Twitter feeds, Flickr feeds, all those sorts of things. Nothing.
Sandbox that you're running in on a mobile device, does it prevent you, preclude you from accessing things like the contact manager, which in the .NET compact framework you can get by a Pocket Object Model?
I know that there are hooks. We've got an option to launch a phone call. I know we can launch a phone call. We can, spawn a text message. There are hooks that we have into the system. I don't know about the contact manager.
Because it looks like you have contact information there, but it's in your own.
Right. So, basically, our system is Facebook is our backend for users, right? So you've got
group, people that are in a mixed O8 group, and then it knows all of your friends as well. So technically the system differentiates between everyone that's at mix and my friends, because, you know, everyone's ratings are valid, but I don't necessarily, you know, care where all these other people are. I want to know where my friends are at. You know, so we can integrate with Flickr, we can integrate with Twitter, Flickr, you know, a whole bunch of open web APIs. So we're really just sort of a lightweight shell that's tracking our proprietary data on the back end to do the ratings and the data visualization. So, you know, one of the things that we struggled with when we were architecting the application is the idea of events. You know, so really this is just what you're seeing are venues and people. But technically it'd be like, okay, so-and-so is hosting a happy hour from 6 to 8. You know, so you want to be able to browse through these events. And if I want to say I'm going to that event, I think what we decided is it would be better for us to piggyback on top of, say, Outlook. So if I say I'm going to this event, I can say I'm going, and the system will send me something via email that I will then add to my Outlook. We don't want to try and replace a lot of the things that already exist on the phone. We don't want to build another text messaging client because we get all that for free.
Anybody else?
Great. Well, thanks for checking it out. We had a lot of fun building it. We're very excited to be debuting it here at X08, and so we'll be around for the next few minutes or so. Darren, Kevin, Nathan, find any one of us. We're happy to talk about the experience. Thanks.